Bosses don't like surprises, but kids do. We'll look at a surprise retail trend. Boeing of Chicago is suspending production of its grounded 737 MAX. The company made that announcement yesterday, citing uncertainty about when it and regulators will be comfortable allowing that version of the 737 to get back into the sky. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins me from Washington. So it's stopping production.
Yes. And David, remember the MAX was grounded earlier this year after two fatal crashes, and that grounding is just lasting longer than Boeing expected. In a statement, Boeing said the FAA and other global regulators will determine the timeline for when the MAX can return to service. Boeing had been insisting the MAX would be flying again by the end of this year.
So the production lines just stop like that?
No, it takes a while to wind it down. Boeing says it'll suspend production next month. It says it doesn't plan any layoffs right now. Employees who were working on the MAX will be temporarily reassigned or work on getting grounded MAX planes ready for when they are allowed to fly. Boeing says it now has about 400 MAXs in storage.
This will have wider economic effects for suppliers and beyond.
Absolutely. Boeing is one of the biggest manufacturing exporters in the U.S. So GDP, total national economic output, could take a hit. And Boeing has a long list of suppliers, and now they will be hurt and they may lay off workers.
Nancy, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.1%. So is the Dow and NASDAQ futures. And women around the world will be equal to men, but it will take another 99.5 years. Let's just round to 100. That's from the World Economic Forum, the people who run that elite gathering of politicians and business people in Davos, Switzerland, every January. The measures used: economic participation, education, health, and political empowerment. The report comes out every year, and that's been an improvement in women in politics and women's health and survival this year, but not on women in the labor force. It'll take 257 years at this rate for men and women to finally converge on that measure. Overall, gender parity slipped in the U.S. last year. Given the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, China may be looking at an alternative financial hub. Chinese President Xi Jinping has a new interest in another territory with the same political status as Hong Kong, talking the island of Macau. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Tomorrow, President Xi visits Macau, which, like Hong Kong, is a Chinese territory with special freedoms of speech and the press. This week marks the 20th anniversary of Macau returning to China from Portuguese rule. Economist Ishwar Prasad at Cornell says the visit is a reward to Macau, which has not seen Hong Kong-style demonstrations.
Beijing is making it clear that well-behaved territories will get carrots and unruly territories are going to get sticks.
Macau is the world's gambling capital, but the Chinese president has plans to make it a financial city, including a new stock exchange. Macau scholar Catherine Clayton at the University of Hawaii says this could link China to the Portuguese-speaking world.
To engage with Angola and Mozambique and Africa and Brazil, where Portuguese-speaking countries are resource-rich.
Still, skeptics note that Macau is a fraction of Hong Kong's size, and its leaders may be seen by international investors as too close to the Chinese government. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace helps you answer questions you've always wondered about, and now that includes finding out more about how and why we do what we do every day. Become a Marketplace investor today, and you'll get exclusive access to a series of virtual AMAs featuring Molly Wood, Guy Rizdahl, and me, David Brancaccio. Don't miss out on our 2020 Ask Me Anything series. Contribute $60 or sign up to donate $5 a month at marketplace.org. And thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
For kids, it's the season of toys. Something popular toys have in common this season: surprise. That's what they share, the ability to surprise. Toy stores have whole shelves of toys that include a big reveal, like LOL Surprise dolls, Hatchimals, Rainbow Corn Sequin Surprise, the Little Feminist Surprise Puzzle. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra looks into the magic of not knowing what is inside.
6-year-old Eleanor Workman got a gift recently. It was a mini Hatchimal. It's shaped like an egg, costs about $4. You crack it open, and there's a toy inside. She remembers holding it in her hands, wondering.
I imagined that there would be a whale or a tiger, and I got one of them right.
It was a purple tiger, and the name she gave it was...
Hot chocolate.
Some Hatchimals are scented. This one smelled like hot chocolate. But it's not really about the toy. It's the anticipation.
When I don't know what I'm going to get, it just pops out of nowhere when I get it.
Toy stores this holiday season are filled with surprise toys, like Eleanor's Hatchimal, or the Poopsie Cutie Tootie Surprise, a glittery plastic poop emoji that conceals a collectible mystery character and a pile of slime. Or a new toy out this year called Bloom. It costs about $10.
It is a magical flower pot. And when you sprinkle a little water on top, your doll grows out of the top of the flower pot.
Lindsay Sheftick is VP of marketing at Skyrocket Toys, which makes Bloom.
You know, when you become an adult and you get older, like, surprises are bad. You don't want to be surprised because they're usually not good. But for kids who haven't lived through that yet, surprises are still fun.
She says surprise toys have been fueled by unboxing videos on YouTube. Kids get a thrill out of watching other kids and adults open toys.
Star Wars toys!
Wow.
Whoa!
Look at this!
You don't have these guys.
With videos like that getting millions of views, the toy industry pounced and started turning out toys with built-in suspense. But here's the thing. After the surprise, kids tend to lose interest in these toys. They move on to the next one, leaving pieces of plastic egg scattered around the house.
It may be more about the acquiring than the having.
Dr. Michael Rich directs the Center on Media and Child Health at Boston Children's Hospital. He says one hidden cost to cheap surprise toys is trash.
And when we have an island of plastic that's larger than Texas in the middle of the Pacific, we are going to pay the price for this.
Eleanor Workman's mom, Megan, is concerned about that too. Hot chocolate, the purple tiger, has gone missing. And she says she'd rather not buy a replacement. I'm Marielle Segarra. For Marketplace.
Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.